Welcome back to 1983. I'm your host, PH, and I wanted to take a moment to thank the people who have been listening in. We really appreciate you stopping by. Today is day two of the 12 Days of Conspiracy, and we have a good one for you today. What if I told you that there are only two genders? Most people would agree with me. Since the beginning of time, men have been men and women have been women. Some would say this isn't inclusive. I would disagree for the simple fact that everyone has chromosomes, and 99.99% of those people were born with one or the other set of genitalia. That seems like it's pretty inclusive to me. We can't even get half the country to agree with the other on most things. I would have taken a 99 on any of my grades in school. My theory on gender is just as effective as Purell hand sanitizer against most germs. I think that's their saying. So why am I bringing this up? Well, the conspiracy theory I wanted to talk about is turning our men into more feminine creatures to make them less of a threat. From adding estrogen to our foods to telling us being yourself is toxic masculinity, men have been bombarded with advertisements that make you feel worthless and even threats of jail time if someone simply doesn't like you. Now let's get into that last statement. I truly believe that there are some women out there that have had horrible things done to them. The unspeakable happened to someone very close to me a couple years ago. My heart goes out to all the people, male and female, that have been abused in that way. The problem that exists, though, in the Me Too movement is the statement that was passed around not too long ago. Trust all women. I'm sorry, but that is the biggest load of horseshit you could unload on a civilization. Have you ever seen those YouTube videos of people running around out in front of slow-moving cars in an attempt to commit insurance fraud? They dive on the hood. Obviously, if you're watching it on YouTube, the person in the car had cameras, so you can tell that it was fraud. But it happens to people all the time. Everyone knows at least one person who has done something shady like that. Now imagine that you cross the wrong Karen, she throws out the R word, to punish you for saying or doing something she didn't like. I'm not saying you did anything sexual, what I'm saying is she just doesn't like you. I'm not saying it happens all the time, but there are definitely cases where accusations went further than they should have. Similar to the Judge Kavanaugh case, you have now weaponized being a woman. Beyond the scope of false accusations and being called toxic all the time, the public is being exposed to foods that have high levels of estrogen in them. Don't believe me? There are literally hundreds of articles that talk about Japanese men growing breasts and becoming more emotional because of their high soy intake. Yes, soy has estrogen in it. Remember the burger that's not a burger from that crappy restaurant? Burger King is literally trying to turn you into a Burger Queen. Soy protein concentrate is the second ingredient by volume next to water, according to menshealth.com. The reference for that article is in the description. So what's the point of doing all this? From the beginning of time, men have been the more aggressive and protective gender. We have fought wars, conquered evil, protected our families since we were living in caves. Remove the men, and you have a subservient population that won't fight back when you push unconstitutional and immoral laws on the people. Sounds like a pretty bad deal. Stay tuned for day 12 of the 12 Days of Conspiracy. I will be laying out exactly why all of this matters for you, and I will be giving an avenue to respond shortly after. Stay safe, enjoy the holidays, and thank you for listening.